on. Okay, I want to just tell you about the phosphorescent blues. It came out of watching people. And curious, Chris had a question of how do we cultivate beautiful and three-dimensional experiences with our people, our family of man, with technology and et cetera. So what I want you to know is that they started taking retreats to take some time to actually be able to write without all the pressure. They took their first one in 2013 in Charleston, South Carolina. They rented a house, played a gig, paid for the house, and they did it in Telluride, New York. They did it at the prestigious Conservatory of Music at Oberlin College, where they were in residence with the students, and it was highly, highly successful. And they continue to ask this question. So this CD, Phosphorescent Blues, comes out of that. And I want you to know that on the last song, Little Lights, they were curious how they could get a choir, if you will, and without it sounding phony, they put it out to their fan base. Over 1,000 submissions through Twitter, and I think this is fabulous. And the website, and that is one way they're dealing with how can we be in this three-dimensional world. There's so much more I could tell you, but let's be in this three-dimensional world with the one and only, the Punch Brothers!
The happy hour. It's happy hour, y'all. Cheers! Cheers and ahoy. Here's a song about beer with no words.